All right, folks, Radical Russ here with 420 Radio in the auditorium of the Capitol Visitor Center with Tennessee's Congressman Steve Cohen. You've heard him on the show many a times. Congressman Cohen, thank you for joining us.
Nice to be with you.
So you're here speaking to the normal crowd. People are aware of your feelings on the drug war. Why do you feel so many of your colleagues are reticent to address this issue?
Well, I think the public at large supports it. But you have to realize that Congress is divided into red districts and blue districts because of the gerrymandering, redistricting of the state legislatures. And red districts are less likely to be in favor of decriminalization or legalization or medical marijuana or any of the other issues we've dealt with. So it makes it much more difficult for Republicans politically to be there. And then philosophically, some of them are just conservative old heads that don't get it or never will get it. I mean, we got Andy Harris from Maryland, who is known as the anti-guy here in D.C. and stopped the D.C. legalization effort from going through with an amendment on a bill here in Congress. And he and the mayor have gone back and forth, and there's a large kind of black market in marijuana here because it's legal to possess and to use in your home, but you can't buy it. So there's kind of an undercurrent, undermarket, and the reason is because they don't have it legally sold where the government can tax it and regulate it. So Andy Harris blames it on D.C. for continuing on with the legalization, which Congress couldn't stop, and the mayor here blames it on Andy Harris for having stopped the legalization effort, and of course she's right. But there are people like that who still believe, and there's Fleming from Louisiana and a couple of those others that go, it's a gateway drug. Well, you know, if marijuana is a gateway drug to heroin and cocaine and crack and meth, then kissing is a gateway activity to sexual addiction. And we don't want to stop kissing.
Now, you gained attention in the marijuana community with your fantastic hearings on C-SPAN with Michelle Lenhart, the outgoing DEA administrator, who was ousted because of apparently a sex scandal, despite the fact she couldn't say marijuana was less harmful than heroin or methamphetamine. Do you know anything about the predecessor, or not the successor, that they've indicated that's going to take over the position?
I know he has a low bar to pass to be better.
Very well put. And final question, Congressman Cohen. It seems that we have a number of bills going through the House and the Senate with respect to marijuana reform. How much education are the congressmen and senators getting on this issue? And what can we as reformers do to help forward this issue?
Well, I think there are Congress people that want to come along, and there are different parts of different issues. Most of the issues are put together in the CARES bill that I have in the with about, I think now, 15 different co-sponsors in the House, and it's the bill that Paul and Booker and Gillibrand have in the Senate. They introduced it, and then we introduced it in the House, and it takes the VA exception where the doctors can then talk to the VA folks about medical marijuana in general. It takes the banking issue with marijuana. It takes the stay out of the legalized states where they're doing good DEA when it's been legalized by the people. And it takes the Charlotte's Web issue. And there may be another one, too. And it throws them all into one bill. There are certain people that I got as sponsors because they either had a child that saw that or relative to the cannabinoids could help them with the epilepsy. And so they thought, well, I'll go on to that. Some of them that thought they were going to go on then saw the rest of it and maybe backed off a little bit. But they're all issues that are really pretty much states' rights issues, and that's where Dana Rohrabacher comes and some of the Republicans is the states' rights. And that's where I got Congressman Young, who's a great person to have. He's the dean of the Republicans in the House from Alaska, and he's my co-prime sponsor, my Republican lead. That was a coup. There are other people that would be for it. We've gotten some of the people, you know, I've just gone and solicited them, and I've been able to get, I think we got 8 Republicans. We'll get more. But it's people out in the grassroots, so to speak, can contact their representatives and let them know that these issues are important, that it's a freedom issue, that it's also a fiscally important issue. For Republicans, it's states' rights, and it's also fiscally responsible. No reason to spend money incarcerating people for something that really doesn't make a lot of sense. It makes no sense at all.
Congressman Cohen, thank you so much for giving us your time, and we appreciate you speaking to this event.
Nice to be with Radical Russ.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And can I get